in the news this week. The Institute releases its election briefing 2024, detailing where the parties stand on issues of concern to Christians. Abortions in Northern Ireland have been underreported by thousands. And children in Texas and Louisiana are set to learn about the Bible's role in American culture. Hello. The Institute's General Election Briefing 2024 is here, detailing policies on important moral and ethical issues. Our 2024 guide covers topics such as religious liberty, marriage and the family, and the sanctity of life. The Institute is a registered charity and does not endorse any political party or candidate, but our guide is designed to inform you as we consider biblical priorities in voting and why we should vote. Speaking to TWR, the Institute's Kieran Kelly explained that the briefing mainly focuses on topics where the Bible is clear on what is right and wrong.
People might ask us, and often do, what you don't say anything about the economy, you don't say anything about taxation. And that's because we think whilst there is a biblical mandate for taxation, what the levels of taxation should be and where that should be applied, the Bible isn't clear on. But it is clear on various things in terms of freedom to worship. So religious liberty is very important. It's very clear on things like euthanasia, and the sanctity of life is very clear on the nature of marriage.
Northern Ireland's Department of Health has failed to report thousands of abortions since the law was liberalised in 2020. New statistics reveal that 2,168 abortions were performed in the province from 2022 to 2023. Previously, it only reported abortions from hospital admissions, but since 2020, most abortions have been carried out before 10 weeks, when women can take an abortion pill at home. In 2020 to 2021, the department originally reported 150 abortions, but has now said the true figure was 1,574. The following year, it reported 122 abortions, but this has been amended to 1,755. Right to Life UK spokeswoman Catherine Robinson said, "Every one of these abortions represents a failure of our society to protect the lives of babies in the womb and a failure to offer full support to women with unplanned pregnancies." Broadcaster Dan Walker has shared his testimony of how he came to trust in Jesus. In an interview with Sorted magazine, the Channel 5 presenter said he attended church from an early age, but didn't understand his need for Christ until he was 12. "I realised that I needed help, I couldn't do things on my own, and there was a guy speaking in church that night about Jesus Christ and what it meant to be a Christian. That was the clincher for me. The next day, I was still probably a very annoying 12-year-old, but I think I've tried to live in the light of that ever since." Walker said that although he doesn't have all the answers, he trusts in a God who does. And finally, millions of children in the southern United States are set to learn about the prominent role the Bible has played in American life and culture. Louisiana's governor, Jeff Landry, signed into law a bill requiring all state-funded schools to display a simplified version of the Ten Commandments. Each classroom must display the text in a large, easily readable font, and the commandments must be the central focus of the poster or framed document. A new teaching material for schools in Texas will introduce students to the Christian allegories found in C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, where Aslan, representing Jesus, offers his life to save Edmund, the traitor. Other lessons point children to the Christian belief that inspired William Wilberforce's involvement in the abolitionist movement and teach of the dedication and sacrifice of Queen Esther, a woman who saved the Jewish people of Persia. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.